Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This mountain of prophetic interventions. Wake up to Turning Point daily to do your quiet time, either individually or with your family. After listening to Turning Point audio and engaging whatever prophetic action we'll be asked to take for the day, then read from Turning Point Prayer Booklet, the day's Bible study, and also the prayers. Engage the two. You become so spiritually knowledgeable and spiritually powerful. Turning Point Prayer Booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online, the booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. If you are just hearing this for the first time, or if you have not already done so, welcome also to Friday, the 16th day in August, 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. This shall not just be another weekend. It shall be a weekend with a difference, a weekend of breaking news. Who is this? It's been quite a while. You receive alert upon alert. This week, this weekend, that door will open for you. Everyone who has that faith, raise your phone a bit and let me prophesy. I prophesy alert upon alert, payment upon payment, sales upon sales, goods and products that have been lying there with customers not coming, or they came but they didn't come back to buy. I speak over those goods, properties and products that you put out for sales. Buyers will come. From far and near, they will come. They will buy at good price and ask for more. Then, who is this? Month is half. You are not near your target in the month. In the last few months, you couldn't even meet your target. If that described you, find a document or an item connected to what you are marketing. Let me pray. You will meet more than your target this month. You will make up even for the previous months. Now, for the two of you, items for sales and targets to meet. If your faith agrees, put a battle sacrificial seed behind this prayer. That is, if you can, and if you have the understanding of the power of sacrifice. If you can't, don't let it bother you. I have prayed. God has heard. Your prayers will be answered. Your miracles too shall come. We don't buy miracles. We don't pay for God's blessings. We only follow the law of seed and harvest and the law of sacrifice. Everyone traveling this weekend, I pray for you, either by air, by sea, or on the road, receive journey mercies. Yes, go in peace and return with testimonies. There shall be no accident, attack, or misfortune. Anoint yourself and anoint your vehicle if you are the one driving. Who is this? I see you or any of your or some one of your loved ones in a near fatal motor accident. But God rescued you. You were not consumed. Over everyone, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over all my listeners now, I plead the blood of Jesus for your entire family and your household. You will be kept safe and secured. Say amen. God said to me, pray specially for 20 groups of people. Yesterday, we prayed for the fourth group. That is prayer for the soul winners. Today is the fifth. And it is special prayer for caregivers, medical doctors, nurses, pharmacists, physiotherapists, laboratory technicians, and all other paramedics, everyone in the caring industry, orphanage, old people's home, and so on. Open your hand. As you care for others, God will raise carers for you. As you labor to remove pain and bring relief to people, you will have no pain to nurse. No patients will die in your hand or in your care center anymore without fulfilling the number of their days. God will make you fulfilled in caring for others. Say amen and amen. Tomorrow, the prayer will be for the waiting singles. So singles, get ready. Get your prophetic wedding ring, prophetic wedding flowers, or wedding programs. Parents, ready to and stand in the gap for your children. That is tomorrow. Now let's get into the practical, insightful teachings. Using the questions and situations sent in by listeners, send or resend yours. If you have any, till it is answered. Fourth issue for teaching today. Hello, my TPGF. I married late in my 50s and my husband 62 years. I and my husband are together on this platform. He is also a member of Gideon International and an elder in our church. He stopped having affairs with me 1.5 years ago. He said he no longer get erection. His manhood is not strong again. Only for me to get to know that he has a baby last month, July. I am so devastated. I feel like ending it. Wow. Have you discussed this with him? Do you have concrete evidence? Because you said only for you to know. I'm interested in what he has to say. Yes, that is very important. Please sit down and take him on this and hear him out. Is it true or not? If he's the true father of the child or not, then both of you should visit your family doctor and let the doctor test and confirm the erectile dysfunctionality as he claimed. Since he's also on this platform, I think at age 50s and 60s, you are both not young people again. There is a minimum standard that is expected of openness, of sincerity, and of fair dealing with each other is expected of you. Let me hear from you again on this matter after your discussion. And since he's also on this platform hearing this, I need to also hear from you, sir. Be sincere. Be open. God will help us out. Ma, don't end it yet. Let's see it to the end. Both of you, talk to me again soon. Next, good day, Pastor. We don't mention people's name on this platform, from Uganda. I need your help to clarify issues about my twin children, whether I can call them my firstborn or not, because before them, I had two miscarriages, and the first one that opened my womb died at birth. So I always feel like they are my firstborn. And whenever you ask we parents to pray for our firstborn, I get confused. Please help me, Papa. Wow, you should not be confused. Take the twins as your firstborn. They are the living ones. For the miscarriages, they didn't even survive to be called children. Even the one that died at birth was also not your child. They were challenges of your life. This set of twins are your firstborn. May God help them to grow, to be great, to be wonderful, and give you joy and satisfaction till the end, in Jesus' name. Let's take one more. Good day, Daddy. Please, this question is coming from a genuine TPGF member's family from UAE. One, what is fasting? Number two, how many type of fastings do we have? Three, what time should normal fasting start? In the midnight by 12 a.m. or in the morning by 7 a.m.? Four, what is the difference between white fasting and dry fasting? Thank you, Daddy. Wow, it will take a whole book or a teaching series to deal exhaustively with the issue of Christian fasting. But in a nutshell, in brief, fasting is the act of abstinence, staying away from food or nourishment to the body for the sake of self-denial and discipline to let our spirit man grow and be more conscious of God himself, who is spirit. See John chapter 4, verse 24. When we feed our body constantly, regularly, we starve the spirit man in us. So we have to deliberately stay off food from time to time in order for and deny our body nourishment so that the spirit man in us can also grow. Sometimes too, we may receive prompting from the Holy Spirit that we should go on fast. So fasting can be deliberate and can also be inspired by God. As to types of fasting, it can be total fasting, which means no food, no water. And it could be partial fasting, like Daniel did. See Daniel, read Daniel chapter 1 verse 2 and Daniel chapter 10 verses 2 and 3. No pleasant meal for 21 days. Some scholars said his meal for that 21 days consisted of water, vegetable, and perhaps some type of beans, but no sumptuous meal. There is also long fasting and short fasting. In long fast, please take water when it is getting to a few days to hydrate your internal organ. For my explanation From my explanation, the hours of fasting depend on individual. The Bible did not specify hours. Fast is self, is denial of self and discipline of ourselves. Like I said, most people do from dawn to dusk, from morning till night. As for what white and dry fasting is all about, to me, these are all human nomenclature. They say dry fast is without food and water for days, and white fast is breaking every evening. I don't see white or dry fast in the Bible. Fasting is setting yourself aside to grow your spirit man for a better relationship and empowerment spiritually with God. Let's stop it there today. Please forward this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us later this evening on our Friday's edition of live broadcast on our social media platforms. Time is 8 to 9 p.m. as usual, Nigeria time. Tomorrow is our communion service online. Don't forget, prepare your communion element this evening. Then, have you paid your tithe and sow your seed? Pay your tithe and sow your seed. They are our covenant obligations with God as long as we live. If you require the commission sacan for your tithe paying and seed sowing, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. Don't send money to any personal account and don't get involved with anybody talking to you on Facebook. That is not us. For all our members in UK, use our HSBC account. For the detail of HSBC account, for UK members and listeners, send a chat message of inquiry to 074-111-28401. Do so, it shall be sent to you. I pray for every one of you today. You will do well. You will do fine. The good things God has done for you and your family will be established and will enlarge. Whatever is giving you pain, giving you concern, whatever is challenging your health and challenging your life, financial, your job, your career, your family, your children, whatever is making you unhappy, by the supernatural power of God, they are separated from your life now. Bye-bye to them forever. You will not see them again. You will grow fat and grow big and fulfill your purpose. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer, truly blessed. Bye.